ball hockey. Is this new in Iroquois Falls?
Well, I think it's a revisit. I ran a ball hockey program here going back 2004, 2005, 6, and I think 2007. And then we recognized that we were probably competing with minor baseball programs, and anything else. It could be minor ball or minor soccer. And it said, how many kids do we have? And does it make sense to be trying to offer three sports all at the same time? The want for hockey has not and probably will not ever go away, here in Canada, let's say.
It's in our blood.
That's it. So we still believe in baseball. I certainly do. And I think diversification in sport is very, very important. And we've got a little soccer program that, runs there too. So it was like, how do we do this without competing for the same kids all the way through? So we said, there's enough people asking about a ball hockey program or something, to be able to happen over in the arena during the summer months. So we're going to let our baseball program finish at the end of June. And then we're going to run a little 5-week program here just to try to get some sticks, some balls on the ice. And maybe it's an opportunity for some kids to get a little bit of conditioning in before tryouts start. And we can't very well run it very long because once we hit August, we're turning on the refrigeration plant, and before we know it, we'll be renting ice. I want to say August 19th, we're running into the first of a hockey school, and we get back into our hockey life here, the on-ice hockey life, if you will.
Okay, so how does this work? Are there age categories?
We're looking again at age categories, not quite exactly the way that we would do it with minor hockey. Maybe we don't, have quite enough kids on there, but we're starting a little bit older. We simply don't have the capacity, and when I say capacity, I mean coaches and everyone else to be able to do the very young ones. So we're starting off at about 7 years old and then carrying all the way up until 17 years old. So 4 divisions where they all have an opportunity to be able to play. But when you get into the very young, it's very involved. It's very hands-on, and we simply don't have those people, to be able to lead that. Now, that said, if the interest is there, and we hear a lot from those people, with the 4s and the 5s and the 6 years old, and we've got a group, or we have people who are willing to step up and lead that age group, great. But I don't think it's fair to be able to, put that onto the backs of if it was lifeguards or myself or, summer students to be able to do that. It's just it's a challenge when you get into the very young. And I certainly live that on Tuesdays and Thursdays with the T-ball program.
When will ball hockey be played?
Ball hockey is going to be played commencing on July 3rd. So we're going to do the 3rd, the 10th, the 17th, 24th, 31st. And that'll likely wrap it up there. We may be able to squeeze in one more week, but we're going to find out, how everything is planning along for our ice installation.
Boys and girls, I assume?
Absolutely.
Body contact?
Everyone's welcome to play.
Body contact?
No body contact. No body contact. Helmets and gloves mandatory for this one here. Yeah. And we'll be using likely a tennis ball rather than a ball hockey ball. We've all been stung by the orange hockey ball at one point or another, and there's kids who do end up shooting. Yeah. The tennis ball, you're still going to feel it, but it's not quite the same way. And I'm a big fan of tennis balls, in hockey. Really helps with the hand-eye coordination. It's light, but not so light that it's, really off. And so much of it, the puck is not always flat on the ice. And neither is a ball, and to be able to grab that thing and roll along and move really works on that hand eye.
Is there a registration date or a deadline? And how much will it cost per player?
We are accepting registration right now over at the pool desk, so they can drop in, or simply make a phone call and get onto that one. And cost is $25. So we kind of tried to break it out to basically $5 a session is the way that we're going to go. And we're going to be dividing the ice surface in half. People laughed, when they were thinking, or I laughed, the comment, okay, so one team at a time. If you ever played ball hockey on a 200-foot surface, it is a lot of running. There's no gliding in ball hockey, so we'll be splitting the ice in half. We're fortunate that we have a board system that allows us to do so. We'll be able to run concurrent games on both sides of the ice surface, using center ice as our split.
All right. Is there anything you want to add to any of this?
No, looking forward to the program and giving the kids an opportunity to continue to do something. We will have soccer running through the months of July and August, and we're avoiding those nights where the soccer is being played, so you can actually do both should you want to. And again, normally only have so many kids. How do we spread this out where we're not competing for the kids? We're giving them the opportunities to find both and for kids to remain active. So it's checking all of the boxes, and hopefully it turns out to be a good program. We can continue to grow it moving forward.
Are you looking for adult volunteers for coaching, refereeing, that type of thing?
It always helps, for sure. We do have a little bit of capacity in-house with lifeguards, myself, and some summer students, but I'm not going to say that any of them are true hockey experts. We're familiar with the game, but if someone wanted to step up and absolutely, and coach, yeah, we'll take all the help we can get.